Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 330. The significant biological special program that we are going to take up for today's discussion is laryngeal muscles. When we say laryngeal muscles, we in GNM consider two types of muscles that cover the epithelial mucosa called the larynx. One is the smooth muscles and the other striated muscles. At present, we are discussing about the organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. That means only the striated part of the laryngeal muscles we are considering now because it is derived from the mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. The smooth laryngeal muscles, on the other hand, is derived from the endoderm but controlled from the midbrain. The main function of the laryngeal muscles is to regulate the expansion and contraction of the glottis that contains the two vocal cords, the vocal apparatus of the larynx. It is the organ of laryngeal muscles that keep the glottis open during respiration and more closed during vocalization. As a medically trained person, I was not having sufficient knowledge of larynx till I learned GNM. It was also a difficult GNM topic for me for a longer period of time to understand larynx mucosa, larynx muscles separately, and that the muscles also separately as striated muscles and smooth muscles. Therefore, I would like to request each one of you to pay more attention to the topics of today and that of bronchial muscles that will follow immediately. This is essential for proper understanding of several common and important medical conditions that occur in connection with the SBS of the laryngeal muscles and bronchial muscles. Coming to the detailed understanding of the brain level control of the laryngeal muscles, just like any other striated muscles, it also has two control centers in the cerebrum. The trophic function of the laryngeal muscle, responsible for the nutrition of the tissue, is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the contraction of the muscles is controlled from the left side of the motor cortex in the temporal lobe. The control center of the laryngeal muscles is positioned next to the brain relay of the laryngeal mucosa, exactly across the brain relay of the bronchial muscles. Another point to be specially noted is that the inhaling and exhaling are controlled from two different centers in the motor cortex of two opposite temporal lobes. The inhaling is controlled from the bronchial muscles relay present on the right side of the motor cortex, while the exhaling is controlled from the laryngeal muscles relay on the left side of the motor cortex. In normal conditions, these two breathing motions are in balance. If there is a change in this balanced rhythm, it means that there is a biological conflict involving one of the two brain relays or both. Now we come to the study of the most important aspect in the SBS of the laryngeal muscles, its biological conflict. The biological conflict linked to the laryngeal muscles is a female scare-fright conflict or a male territorial fear conflict depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. That means the biological conflict linked to the laryngeal muscles is the same as that of the larynx mucosa, which we studied earlier. We will study more about the female scare-fright conflict and the male territorial fright conflict under the laryngeal asthma constellation. We already learned their importance while studying bronchial mucosa SBS and the bronchial asthma constellation. What distinguishes the conflict related to the muscle tissue is the additional distress of not being able to escape, not being able to act or react, feeling putrefied or rooted to the ground or feeling stuck. You will see similar conflicts in relation to the skeletal muscles when we will study it shortly. So, with the following explanations in order of gender, laterality and hormone status, the corresponding biological conflicts and the affected organs, you will understand them better. Please understand that the biological conflict linked to the bronchial muscles also is the same as that of the bronchial mucosa, that is, a male territorial fear conflict or a female scare fright conflict, depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. Please attend carefully. In a right-handed male with normal hormone status and with a territorial fear conflict, his bronchial muscles will be affected. In a left-handed male with normal hormone status and with a territorial fear conflict, his laryngeal muscles will be affected. In a right-handed male with low testosterone status and with a scare-fright conflict, his laryngeal muscles will be affected. In a left-handed male with low testosterone status and with a scare-fright conflict, his bronchial muscles will be affected. In a right-handed female with normal hormone status and with a scare-fright conflict, her laryngeal muscles will be affected. In a left-handed female with normal hormone status and with a scare-fright conflict, her bronchial muscles will be affected. In a right-handed female with low estrogen status and with territorial fear conflict, her bronchial muscles will be affected. In a left-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial fear conflict, her laryngeal muscles will be affected. Friends, we will continue with the laryngeal muscles SBS tomorrow. Please listen the health tips repeatedly until you are thorough with the topics discussed. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.